you know this already, but we are doing testimonies. And this has been a really cool part of this church. When my wife and I joined this church maybe 8 years ago now, it's wild, it's adding up. I'd never seen a church do this as a part of its yearly rhythm. And we do it 2 times a year. We do it around Independence Day and then around Thanksgiving as well. And so this is a really powerful thing for the church to share stories of the ways God has been moving in their life. And so I encourage you to listen. And so if you're a guest, this isn't how every Sunday is, but this is what we do around this time of year every year. And so it's been a really powerful thing to experience, and we hope that you enjoy that as well. And so I'm going to turn it over to Jill, who is going to introduce all of our people who are sharing today. So give it up for Jill. Jill's awesome. She does so many behind-the-scenes stuff here. It's great. All right.
Good morning, everybody. Pastor Brian has left a scripture for us in regards to the testimony service. They triumphed over the accuser by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of the testimony. Revelation 12:11. As you guys know, today is our testimony service, and when I hear the word testimony, I think how God's moving in my life or how God has moved in my life in the past. And yesterday when I was talking to my friend Megan, she said something that really resonated with me. She said, God is always moving, working in our lives on our behalf, but frequently we're too busy to pause and notice it. And I was like, oh. That really hit home, because when it came time for Testimony Sunday, I was like, maybe I need to pause and think of the times that he's worked in my life. And I know that he loves all of you and he's working on all of your behalf. So tell someone, tell a friend, tell a family member, but I know he's working for all of you. So we've all got a testimony to share, and I give the mic over to Gary, who's going to share his testimony with all of us.
Good morning. All right, so I've been known to ramble, so I'm going to be going off of my sheet here just so I stay on point. So today I want to share a bit about my personal journey, how I've come to see that I am completely dependent on God, not just in the big dramatic moments of life, but in the quiet ways he's guided and protected me, even when I didn't realize it at the time. One example that really stands out just happened recently with my wife and I going to Myrtle Beach and how we narrowly avoided an accident. And now, if anyone has ever driven to Myrtle Beach, it's a fairly long drive of about 10-plus hours. Typically, we only stop to get gas, then right back on the road. This time, I actually asked my wife if she'd like to get off, as there was a nice rest area coming up. You know, just to get out, stretch our legs a little. And again, something we've never done before. As we approached the exit, there was nothing on the GPS showing any upcoming delays. We got out, spoke with one of the area workers who let us know about their rooftop garden. So we spent a little more time to walk up and check it out, probably being there 20 minutes or so. When we got back in the car and I turned the GPS back on, it was now redirecting us to an alternate route. I physically couldn't see anything up the way, and rather than take that route, I hopped back on the freeway. It wasn't long before we could see traffic had come to a near crawl, as the State Highway Patrol had blocked off the freeway and were redirecting cars off. Further up the way, we could see additional emergency vehicles. So what we thought was a little break, because we don't normally do that, turned out to be God's protection. I realized that what felt like a random act was actually grace. God was watching over me in a way that I hadn't asked for and didn't even know I needed. That's dependence. Not just trusting God when things go right, but knowing he's in control even when we're unaware. Another moment came during a difficult season when I had lost my job. It felt like the rug had been pulled out from under me. Now, I had questions about my worth and fears, especially financially. But over time, I saw God use that loss to shift my direction. He closed one door, but he opened another, one that better aligned with my gifts to speak with people and gave me the growth that I didn't know I needed. The job I eventually stepped into wasn't just a replacement. It was a redirection. I've had the opportunity to talk to people who were going through a hard season and even spoken with individuals who have professed to be atheists that have accepted my prayers. I'm not giving up on those ones. And now I can look back and say, only God could have orchestrated that. Here's another amazing example of God's work, and I remember it like it was yesterday. I was attending a band of brothers, which I highly recommend, you know, men, you know, here to come join us. But, and this was some years ago, and I don't believe I even really said anything about it at the time about my job situation. But when I got home, I opened my Bible, and inside I found a $100 bill within the pages. Even today, it still almost brings tears to my eyes, because I had no idea how it could have gotten in there without my knowing, still to this day. This is what was needed to satisfy an upcoming bill. God provided for us. Each little provision was like a breadcrumb leading me forward, reminding me that God was still with me. He wasn't going to let me fall. I recently heard it like this: but God takes care of the little birds of the air. How much more will he not take care of me? Being dependent on God doesn't mean I always understand what he's doing. It doesn't mean things always feel easy. But it does mean that I trust he sees the whole picture when I can only see a piece of it. Now, Psalm 121 says, "The Lord will watch over your coming and going, both now and forevermore." He really is watching over us on the road, in the workplace, in the seasons of waiting, and in the moments we don't even realize we needed him most. So today, I just want to encourage anyone who is hearing this, who might feel like they're in the middle of confusion or change, you are not alone. You may not see the full path yet, but the one guiding you does. And sometimes dependence on God means letting go of the need to see everything and choosing instead to surrender yourself and trust that he's already working it out. Being dependent on God doesn't mean being passive. It means being expectant. It means doing what I can, but trusting that he is the one holding the bigger picture. And often, his provision is right on time. Not early, not late, but right when it's needed. Thank you.
May I pray for you? I didn't realize how tall you are. No, you can stand up. Lord God, thank you for Gary coming up and sharing his testimony with us. Thank you for your provisions for Gary, for your protection for him and his family. And God, I just pray he continues for the rest of his life to trust you the way that he is now. Thank you, and I pray blessings for Gary and his family. Amen. Next up, Janice. How tall are you, Janice?
Oh, that is bright. The Lord's already answered one prayer. I'm standing here and I haven't fallen down yet. So my testimony is that I have a lot very much to be thankful for. To start with, my husband passed away 2 years ago from Agent Orange, and he always treated me like a princess. I mean, totally. So that when he went, I was terrified. I was lost. I was frightened. And fortunately, I have a twin sister, identical twin, and her husband were kind enough to move in with me. And at that time, I was really kind of embarrassed over that because I had several friends that were by themselves. But I couldn't do it. I couldn't be by myself. I was frightened and, like I said, scared and everything. And not just her and her husband put out and were there for me and supported me. Chris and his wife, Shelley, they brought me here to your church and gave me some faith that way and put my life back where it needed to be. And without them, I again wouldn't have been able to get by because Chris has helped me an awful lot and Shelley as well. They've given me strength so much. And I have two children. As I tell you how that part worked, this is my true testimony. My own children were there, but they weren't there. They were distant with me and didn't mean to be. And I'd have to call on Chris a good many times. And then I got really upset and depressed over it. And so I called on the Lord and asked him. I prayed to him and asked for his help and asked him to show me how to reach them and put them back in my life. You know, without my husband, I needed them so badly, whether it was to help with things, but just to be there. So I prayed about it. And it was like a week later or something. This astonished me, and I shouldn't feel that way. We should all, so many times we say that we believe in the Lord and that he's going to answer our prayers and stuff, but yet still we have doubts. And I did. I thought, I prayed, I turned it over to him, but there all of a sudden my daughter called me on the phone. She said, Mom, she said, we've taken this bedroom downstairs and we're remodeling it, and we've taken the bathroom and we're remodeling that. And we'd like you to come and visit and stay with us. I just broke down and started crying. It was such an answer to prayer. And it was just a few days later, my son calls me and he said, Mom, he said, can you come out and spend the day with us? I just couldn't believe it again. Here it was, all coming true. And I just said, thank you, Lord. Thank you so much. My children do care. And so I went out, and then this past 4th of July, I spent the whole day at his house and everything and really, really enjoyed myself. And this meant the most. When I got ready to leave, he and his wife both said, Mom, we want you to come more often. This was wonderful. We'd really like to have you come more often. That meant the world to me. So I definitely can say the Lord does answer your prayers, and sometimes faster than others, but he will always answer our prayers. And I'm so thankful for all of you because I feel like I've found a home and people that really care. I could never have did this if you all didn't give me the courage to do it. I want to thank you so much. And thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen.
Oh, Lord God, thank you for Janice. Thank you for sharing her testimony. Thank you for Chris and Shelley for bringing Janice to Haven to be part of our crew. Thank you, God, for her family. And I just pray blessings over her family, and I pray that it just continues to build the love, the trust. I just pray all the great, great things over Janice and her family. Amen. Amen.
Thank you.
Next, I'm not going to tell you who it is. I'll just do this. Greg Curry.
That's just about right. Good job. All right, so today what I want to talk about is something I always ask for at the Band of Brothers. I need it. Almost every week, every day, every second. Most of the family members out here, couples, people with new children, you're definitely going to find this out very shortly. You're going to need patience. Lots and lots of patience. So in Ephesians 4:2, always be humble and gentle. Be patient with each other, making allowances for each other's faults because of your love. As you see, God knew that a neighbor or a coworker or whoever might frustrate you at times. He knew that struggles and burdens will appear. It's a must. Being a Christian doesn't mean an easy life. It doesn't mean we don't have struggles, but it does mean we should have love, and with love comes patience. That sometimes I have to get more of is patience. In lines of work I have done and is currently doing, I came across loads of people, and depending on my job, I had to interact with them one way or another. At times I would get very frustrated, irritated, as some would say, and being young, my patience was always thin. As I grew older, I started to see that patience was a great tool needed in my life. Getting back to God, he would test me daily. I mean daily. Seriously, every day. I felt some days great success, others not so good. I get married, then I have a child, and as all you parents or couples know, patience, besides love, is always around in your life. Even at work, now I have to have patience even with my coworkers. And the great thing about it is that God always lets me see the consequences of the actions if I don't have patience. So with that all being said, even this morning with a young child that for some reason doesn't like the color of his sandals, I had to have patience. It's something that God definitely put on my heart, tried to instill in me. And like I said, this is the gentleman at Banner Brothers will attest to that I always ask for patience because it seems like there's something always testing me. Why? I don't know. It's just God saying, look, man, you're getting stronger. I need you stronger. I'm going to keep testing you every single day. And that's what he does. Like you say, being a Christian doesn't mean everything is going to be easy. I feel like it's the opposite because we're taking what was in our mind and we're trying to switch that. And once you start switching that, you actually see things as they are. So when you see things as they are, there's going to be people, just anything that's just going to be trying to test you. And that's all it is. God is trying to test you, saying, look, you used to do this on your own. You failed. You failed miserably, Greg. Now do it my way. Is it going to be a struggle? Yes. But the struggle is going to be worth it. At the end of the day, honestly, as believers, as Christians, the one thing we do want is at the end of the day, when everything is done, everything's been tallied up, we just want you've done a good job. That's all we want. Thank you.
May I pray for you?
Yes.
Thank you, God, for Greg coming and sharing. And God, I don't know about anyone else here, but I think patience is something that we can all use a little help with. So God, I pray that you'll continue to bless Greg with an abundance of patience. It can be hard with little ones, but I know that you're giving him a ton of it. So please continue to bless him, continue to use him. Thank you for him sharing his testimony. Amen.
Thank you.
And now his wife, Faith.
Good morning. It is very bright up here. So as Gary, wherever he's at, I had to put it all on my phone or paper because if not, I'm going to ramble. My husband kind of rambles a little bit too, but in a good way. Okay, so my testimony on my dependence on God started in 2015 when I gave my life to Christ in baptism. 10 years ago. and when my husband and I became 100% dependent on Christ in our relationship before we got married. 2 years later, we were married here at Haven and built our foundation of our marriage on God. Pastor Brian married us. 2 years later, God gave us a son, Noel, a lot of dependency on God. And at that time, since it was the year of COVID, we all went through a lot. In 2021, I decided to leave my job of almost 15 years to help my father with his business due to his health. We sold our house and we moved into an apartment, very much smaller than our house. In 2024, about 2 years later, I was ready to further my career at Honda, and I applied for a better position than I had before. And after a lot of prayer, I got the job, thanks to God. We moved again into our new house closer to my job and our church home, Haven. We missed Haven, and we are so happy to be back. It's very, very hard to find a church home. And Haven has always done so much for us. I mean, they baptized us. They married us. I mean, we had our baby shower here. I mean, it's been great here. In the past year, I have lost a really good friend, not to death, but I just don't know what happened. And I'm hurting, and I'm really confused. But God and my husband are helping me through it. Being dependent on God is a necessity and a way of life for me. I don't know how anyone could not be dependent on him. I really don't. My go-to verse through it all is Proverbs 3, 5, and 6. Trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways, acknowledge him and he will make your pathway straight. That's it. Thank you. Thank you.
Heavenly Father, thank you for Faith coming up to share her testimony. God, I thank you for being with her and for her putting her trust in you through the job changes, the moves, and thankfully, they're closer to Haven and always with us again. God, I pray for the relationship to be mended between Faith and her friend, and I thank you for the constant support that she gets from her family. I pray blessings over you, Faith. Amen.
Amen.
And I don't know if anyone has ever heard a random amen during the service, but amen. It's from this lady. And I just feel the Holy Spirit just pour out when she says it. It just shakes me a little. So be listening for it. Next, Susanna Dixon. I'm just kidding.
There we go.
All sorts of different heights.
I know, we should have went in height order. Make it a little easy. I'm Susanna Dixon. I was teasing with Jill. I said I also respond to Sammy's mom, Hannah's mom, or just about anything else. If you see somebody running through the sanctuary to grab their kid, that's probably me. Definitely feel free to say hi to me because I'm probably like really distracted on Sunday mornings. So for my testimony, I was, you know, going through a period of just struggling with feeling kind of like Gary, feeling impatient, short-tempered, overwhelmed, especially with the people that I love the most, my family. And I really, I knew in my heart that God had more for me here on this earth than what I was living out day in, day out. And so for me, just praying about it and trying to understand, you know, the path forward, I just had this desperate desire to fully accept and appreciate others, especially my family. And I couldn't figure out what my roadblock was. Why was I having a hard time with that? And it really led me to the realization that I first had to fully acknowledge and accept myself first before I can accept others. Just that, you know, that bit of rejection, I was really rejecting myself. So last Sunday, Pastor Brian preached on Romans 12:2. Which is, do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewal of your mind, that by testing you may discern what is the will of God, what is good and acceptable and perfect. So in this season, it was really for me, this passage is a call to look at myself and look at the messages that I had just accepted, and about what matters most for me, and then also how I looked at others. And I know as being a Christian, you're like, I'm not supposed to love money, and you know, I knew some of the big things, but for me, to be honest, really feeling like, you know, if you work hard, you'll be smart and successful, and to be happy, you need to be independent and self-sufficient. You don't need to be at the top, but you definitely don't want to be at the bottom. Humility just means not bragging about yourself, and if you don't like something about yourself or someone else, just pretend it doesn't exist. And in that, kind of coming to those realizations, you know, not one of those is biblical. And just trying to look for new patterns, to let go of those false messages and to embrace something different, since they were weighing me down. They were a hindrance. 2 Corinthians 12:10, for the sake of Christ, then I am content with weaknesses, insults, hardships, persecutions, and calamities. For when I am weak, I am strong. That's 2 Corinthians 12:10. And so for me, just kind of going, you know, I've been trying to go out on a limb and trying to not hold on to praises or criticism of others, and trying to not deal with my weaknesses from a place of fear, but acknowledging those, giving those to the Lord, trying to thank him for those weaknesses, which is really hard for somebody who struggles with perfectionism. And being grateful that God is the perfect one and he knows everything. I don't need to be wrapped up in what I don't know or what others don't know. And also just trying to not shy away from things that show my weaknesses. And I just also really want to thank Haven of just being a safe place for me and for my family to kind of experience that and to have our weaknesses just be out there. And like I said, you see somebody running in church, it's probably me, and it's probably around my kids. But I thank you so much for just helping this be truly a safe place for us. Thank you.
Heavenly Father, thank you for Susanna coming up to share her testimony. She is a daughter of a king, which makes her perfect already. And God, I pray that this is something that she remembers every time she looks in the mirror. And I'm so thankful that she was able to get up here and share with us. I pray blessings over her. Amen.